Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, very outstanding, leading futurist, has been now for many decades, author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, also Future Edge, and also Five Regions of the Future. Joe, thanks again for being here, and an outstanding filmmaker, too, by the way. Let's talk about, wrap up the conversation, your comments on the desalinization of the water real quickly, and so, because I want to move on to a couple of other topics.
Solar powered desalination, and that's important to know, because it means you don't need electricity for this process, you just need sunlight. And here's what they discovered. They discovered if they had small lenses focusing on the process, that those hot spots, much like what you and I did as kids with magnifying glasses on those poor little ants, you created those hot spots of intense solar energy, you improved the process by 50%. And so here again, we move from not very efficient to very efficient with one small change, and it's a change that surprised the designers of this thing because they thought the heat had to be uniform. It doesn't. It's better in spots. So that's just a good example of technology bringing us...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just simply technology again bringing us access to resources that we couldn't get to before, that is inexpensive, pure water made from salt water.
And when we go to the places that need the low water using plants to produce with less water, if they've got low water, that means they probably got high heat, which could be used to desalinate the water.
Exactly. Those two go together.
Put those
one
two
produces
together.
The water for the other,
exactly.
And the other doesn't take as much water as it used to.
That's exactly right. That reminded me of a line from the movie Night Shift. I won't say it, but it's those of you who watched the movie Night Shift, you'll know what I mean. So, okay, Joel, let's move over and talk about the aging issue. I've noticed that you and I are more seem to be increasingly interested in these anti-aging issues, Joel. I wonder why that is. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that.
to be honest with you, I started looking at it 40 years ago.
I know it. But you and I seem to have an increased interest in it today for some reason. So what about this memory thing?
Well, there's two things that relate to age. One is the loss of memory, and it's sometimes the Alzheimer's, sometimes dementia, and sometimes old age. And what is interesting is this is the third article of this kind of thing that I have run into in the last couple of months. Northwestern University discovered that if they did magnetic pulses around your skull, they did not even have to be invasive, it just has to be close to your skull, that properly stimulated, basically over 5 days, 20-minute sessions, that your memory as a senior citizen, as a 70-year-old, would go from a 70-year-old normal to a 20-year-old normal in terms of how good your memory is.
Wow.
One-week session. Four or five sessions.
And using magnetism. Is this similar to how people espouse magnetism for better blood flow and that sort of thing? Is this associated with the iron at all in our bodies?
It probably is, but they didn't bring that up in the research. What they were looking at the research was just the magnetic stimulation. Now, I just want to add one other interesting thing. We go to the other topic. They've also found out that light flashes at 40 hertz.
Yeah.
That's 40 pulses a second.
Mm-hmm.
And sound stimulation at 40 pulses a second.
We talked about that last
also
month.
Also improves memory.
Yeah.
So we now have light, sound, and magnetism, all of which are not drugs, have no side effects other than the improvement of memory, are now in serious research and may very well solve this memory issue that we're having problems with.
Is this going to extend what we have, or could it remediate what's been lost?
Well, near as I can tell, it gives you, as these have been described, your memory from that point on out gets better.
Right.
I have not seen anything say that it pulls out lost memories.
Right.
But I think if I were 70 years old and I'm 75, if I was given a 20-year-old memory, regardless of what I couldn't remember, that would be a great thing.
I agree with you. Yeah, I would take that. I would take that deal every time. So what about the what about the pomegranates anti-aging compound? I mean, would it make my would it give me more of a radiant glow, Joel? If I drank this, ate this fruit,
I think it would. And what we'd have to do is we'd have to look at your mitochondria, which are these energy-producing cells, or actually the cellular structure,
structure
that produce ATP that helps our cells run better. And it turns out that pomegranates have a molecule which, when it goes, gets into your gut, it's converted into urolithin A, which I can't tell you what that is officially, but it's a specific compound which has the effect of improving the function of your mitochondria, therefore improving your health span. That's a new term, by the way. They don't talk about lifespan anymore. They talk about health span.
That's exactly right.
It will make you healthier as you are older. And by doing that, it reduces the likelihood of you getting diseases that are now age-related.
Most
people. This is a natural substance, pomegranates, that gives you access to a chemical that's good for you.
For most people, the issue is not so much how long am I going to live, but how what kind of health will I have as long as I live.
Yeah.
You know, one of the another thing. There's so many things we haven't learned from these natural resources. I think you know I drink acai berry juice every day, and there's no doubt in my mind that my body benefits from that acai berry. The antitoxin. Effect of the acai berry juice. There's a lot more to learn from these fruits, aren't there?
We know very little.
Yeah, that's exciting research, folks. We'll talk more about this after the break. Right back with Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com is his website, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.